with me now. Come with me now.
Follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report, and visit thedohertyreport.com for news updates, show highlights, podcasts, commentaries, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Right now we're talking with Matt Casper. He's with the Energy and Policy Institute. We're talking about the collusion among companies to prevent solar power from being used by consumers. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
We are very interested in this topic because I know a lot of people are trying to lessen their power bills by implementing some or all solar power. What are the energy companies trying to do here?
So the energy companies are working at the state level with legislators and public regulators to prevent customers, you know, homeowners or people living in apartment complexes, to get access to install solar panels on top of the rooftops or come together and create community solar projects where they can sell that excess electricity back into the grid, which is called net metering, and receive a credit on their utility bill, and it decreases it. So you can save quite a bit of money by working with a third-party solar provider and lease your roof to that company.
People used to be able to do that with solar power and wind power. What has happened?
So about 75% of people who have solar panels on their homes across the country use a third-party provider just because of the upfront cost. But 4 years ago, utility executives gathered at a secret retreat in Colorado and talked about how rooftop solar is a threat to their industry and that they needed to prepare an action plan to address that challenge. And so they created a campaign and worked through front groups, essentially, and the organization called the American Legislative Exchange Council, to create model legislation and also to lobby and propose rates that would disincentivize a homeowner from installing rooftop solar. They had a tax or a fee, something that just makes it uneconomical for me and you to access the grid in that way.
If you have a farm, for instance, and you happen to have your own wind power or solar power on your farm, and you're producing more going out than is coming in, who owns that?
In that example, you would own that power that you're generating. But let's say you're not home at that time, but the sun is shining, and so you are able to put that electricity back onto the grid. Your neighbor down the street is going to be able to get that power, and now he or she owns it. But the problem in the utility's mind is that is no longer an incentive for them to go to the regulators and say, we need to now build a billion-dollar natural gas project, or we need to go build another expensive nuclear power plant. Where they can make a lot of money on those construction projects. But because, you know, thousands of their customers are leasing solar panels, they no longer have that evidence to go to the regulators and ask for that project.
Talking with Matt Casper with the Energy and Policy Institute, we're talking about how power companies are trying to make it more difficult for consumers to utilize things like solar power. In Florida, for instance, there is supposed to be a nuclear power plant built, and consumers were charged a premium on their bills. It never happened. Do you know why that might be?
I'm not familiar with that case in particular, but I do know that in the Southeast, particularly in North Carolina, there's a glut of electricity already on the grid. But in North Carolina, for example, Duke Energy is requesting a $1.1 billion natural gas power plant. But coalitions in that state are already saying, there's already enough power. You do not need this project.
So what do you suggest consumers do if they want to utilize that type of power and just go around their energy company?
Well, right now in Florida, there was the ballot initiative that was started by the Floridians for Solar Choice, an initiative that would have allowed citizens to purchase electricity from third solar companies But as that just played out, we saw the utility companies and utility front groups come in, create a very confusing campaign called the Consumers for Smart Solar, which just preserves the status quo and prevents homeowners and businesses. And their multi-million-dollar campaign worked. Unfortunately, the Floridians for Solar Choice is now focused on 2018 to try and have that reach the ballot. So Florida's really far behind with trying to get solar energy developed, even though it's the third highest potential in the country.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what about states like New York where, you know, it's not as sunny for as many days during the year?
The legislators and regulators in that state decided to think of what's the next phase in the utility industry? How can we implement more renewable energy? How can we get customers to install solar panels and increase battery storage options? So they're just forward-looking, and right now, I would say that the regulators in Florida have been co-opted by the utility industry.
I think you're absolutely right. One last question for you, Matt, and we appreciate your time. What about consumers who just simply cannot afford this monopoly that the power companies have? What if they can't afford their rates?
Yeah, there's an option that some states are looking at, and Minnesota is an example here where consumers, if they can't afford the upfront cost of installing solar power, or if they can't lease their roof to a third-party provider, then they can come together collectively with their neighbors or people in their apartment and pool the money and create a community solar project. So you could imagine a scenario where they decide to construct a project that is over a parking garage or next to an open lot, then that way they can see their utility bill decrease thanks to that.
That's a great idea. Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Matt Casper with the Energy and Policy Institute. Where can people find out more about your initiatives?
We're at theenergyandpolicy.org.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Keep up with us during the week. Listen to show highlights and daily memos and more. Just follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Doherty Report.